Want to know what successful people are doing with their money to create wealth and use it consciously for the greater good? Welcome back to Wealth Unplugged, the weekly podcast that gives you diamond tips on creating conscious wealth from change makers, world shakers, and wealth creators. Now here's your host, Barbara Turley.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Wealth Unplugged. Look, thanks so much again for tuning in. You know, if you're a regular now on the show, really appreciate yours, you know, subscribing and listening in every week. And of course, any newbies out there, massive high five to you and welcome to the show. I'm really glad that you found us because you're going to get lots and lots and lots of great wealth tips on this show and things that you can implement pretty much straight away. You know, this is the show where you get the lowdown from the amazing guests that I interview every week on my Feminine Wealth TV show. And basically what I do is I distill down my key takeouts from the interviews into a nice short and snappy podcast so that you can just get the key strategies that you need basically while you're on the go. So that means, you know, if you're at home feeding a baby or you're cooking dinner or you're at the supermarket or out for a run, you can easily just download these podcasts, pop the earphones in, and just 10 or 15 minutes, you'll get your key tips. So this week on the Feminine Wealth TV show, I had the fairy blog mother herself, who is Jane Copeland, on the show. Now, Jane has been dubbed the fairy blog mother because if anyone knows how to smash it with a massively successful blog in a really short space of time, she definitely does. So for all the bloggers out there, this is the show for you to watch, sorry, and to listen to this podcast. So basically, Jane, she's the founder and editor of the wildly popular copingwithjane.com website. And she's now launched her corresponding offline business, which is Jane Copeland Media, off the back of her website. In 3 short years, Jane has gone from high-flying corporate exec to mother of 3-year-old Elliot, gorgeous little kid, author of the book Boardroom to Baby, total web celeb, and has banked a cool $250,000 in the past year in the process. Now, who does not want a piece of that? And I want to stress again, this has all been while becoming a new mom and battling a couple of very serious illnesses. Unfortunately, Jane mentioned that she got quite sick during her pregnancy and after she gave birth to Elliot. So I don't know, is this woman superwoman or what? You know, I was absolutely dying to interview her. You know, I'd been following her for a while, watching her blog explode and just wondering, how exactly does one pull off such a feat without driving yourself into the ground? Because I knew she had a baby as well, so I was fascinated by that. So to kick things off today, I thought I'd start with a personal favorite key takeout of mine. And I just love when my guests come up with this particular one. Opportunity is everywhere. That's what Jane said. Opportunity is everywhere. So just go out there with your eyes wide open and hunt opportunities down because they're just waiting for you right there. You know, how this came up was I asked Jane how on earth she'd gotten so much traffic and so much content on her site so quickly. And it was actually such a beautifully simple answer. She had done a course at the Sydney Writer Centre and through that realised that there were all these professional writers and journalists out there constantly pitching their ideas to magazines and newspapers, and they were constantly getting shut down and they found it really hard to get their voice heard. And she realized pretty quickly that she could provide a platform for them to write and to publish on. So she approached a few and she got some really high profile people to say a big resounding yes, and they became expert contributors to her site and they were producing content like nobody's business. She probably had like 15 contributors on the site. And she still does. And before she knew it, she was pumping out up to 3 pieces of content per day. Now, for those who are into content marketing, you know how hard it is to get content out per week. She was doing 3 pieces, 3 to 4 pieces per day. And so the traffic started to absolutely pour into her site. The hilarious thing was she herself was barely producing any of that content. It was coming from the contributors. So it was a real magazine style sort of publication. And I just love this because, You know, so many people sit there and just moan about how hard it is to start something or to achieve what they want. And the classic, I know as women, I've heard this from friends and from lots of women out there. Oh, well, you don't know what it's like when you have children, and I have kids, and I have this, that and the other. And there's all these excuses out there. And to be honest, they are just excuses. I'm not saying that it's not difficult, but it is doable. And when you hunt the opportunities down, you find the solution. So lots of people just don't have that sense of hustle that separates those who succeed from those who fail. And I like to call it diamond hunting. And you may have heard me mention this before on the show and on my blog over at energizewealth.com. I talk about this quite a lot. You know, as the saying goes, success is simple, but that doesn't mean that it's necessarily easy. And to be honest, you know what? It's the same with money and wealth. There's a really simple formula for wealth success. But nobody ever said that that makes it easy. It's simple, but not necessarily easy. Now, personally, I love diamond hunting. I love the chase. I love the hustle, you know, and the satisfaction of finding the solution. So in that sense, it can actually be really easy for me. If you're naturally built that way, it can be really easy. So it's not only simple, but it's easy then. And again, I know so many people struggle with this. And what I'd like everyone to know is that it's like anything. When you know how, it becomes a lot of fun and a lot simpler. And simple becomes easy, and then flow becomes the norm. So when you know how, things become a lot easier. So once you have the formula and then you learn how, everything becomes simple and then easy. Now, if the sound of that gives you a little tickle inside and makes you feel quite excited, then you will love the free wealth success map that I've been giving out to people all over the world for the past few weeks. And it's basically the simple 7-step formula that you need to break free, finally, of the working for money conundrum. Now, to get yours, if you want your wealth success map and those 7 steps, I have a free video training series, which you can get over at wealthsuccessmap.com. And all you have to do is fill in your name and email address there and hit the button that says, yes, energize me. And it will whiz its way right to you. And you will really, I promise you, you will learn a lot from that and get that formula right. So moving on to my second key takeout from the wonderful Jane Copeland, the importance of the list. Now, I spoke about this a little bit in last week's show, and particularly the importance of an engaged list. And it's a great one that, you know, it's a great one to have come up again today. I always think it's really good to reinforce a good point a few times, so you really get the significance of it. So I love when a few guests bring up the same points after each other. So for Jane, with all the massive traffic that she was getting on her site, she quickly realized that it was, in fact, the traffic was great, but it was kind of worthless because she wasn't capturing it, she wasn't converting it, and she wasn't monetizing it in any way, shape or form. And people used to look at her and think, wow, you've got all this traffic on your site, you must be raking it in. And she actually wasn't. She said she was making like a couple of $100 a month for some small advertising space. So while all that traffic might have been great for her ego, the bank account, it really wasn't. And for her in the early days, the bank account and the monetization was a big fat donut. So she realizes now what an absolutely wasted opportunity that was in the beginning. But I have to say, let's be fair here. This is coming from a woman who gave birth, battled a serious illness, and put a book out and a thriving blog all at the same time. So really, I think, you know, high five to you, Jane. That's seriously good business. So I think we can give you, as she's a little pocket rocket, actually, Jane. She's really tiny. Well, I'm really tall, so for me, she seemed really tiny. So I just like to call her a little pocket rocket. So the good news was, though, that she quickly realized this, and she made the decision when she realized she needed to monetize this and sort of turn this traffic into something. She made a decision to hire a coach who could really help her to quickly and effectively turn the ship around. And as she said herself, you know, could she have learned all this by herself? Could she have done it without a coach? You know, she probably could, but in no way would it have happened as quickly. And that's key. You know, coaches and mentors, they cost money, yes. You know, but like any good investment, how much money do they save you in wasted time, energy, frustration, and absolute dead ends in the end? And let me tell you now, they save you a lot. They move the dial in your business, the good ones, they move the dial in your business quickly, and they get you to where you need to be much faster than you can get there yourself. So Jane's coach quickly got her to think about list building and the importance of it if you want to build a true business that's more than just a blog. And there's a lot of bloggers out there at the moment. I know they've got great blogs, but really they're struggling to figure out how to monetize and how to actually build a strategic business off the back of that. Now, don't get me wrong, all you bloggers out there, if what you want is just a blog, that's absolutely totally fine. You can do that, but you must decide, how are you going to monetize the blog as quickly as possible? Otherwise, to be honest, it's really nothing more than a hobby. Now, that's also fine if all you want is a hobby, but just make sure that you're clear with yourself about that. If you're writing just for a creative pursuit, you know, to give something back and just to kind of get your voice online, and it gives you a sense of contribution, and you know it's a hobby, then that's absolutely fine. But for any of the bloggers out there that are know that they want to do this as more of a business but are not sure how, think about the importance of learning how to build a list, an engaged list, and also to monetize your blog. So for those of you out there that want to do that, you need to think strategically about the people you have coming to your site. How are you going to capture their email addresses so you can start to nurture a relationship with them? Now, remember what I said here, nurture a relationship. So this is not like blasting your email list, or, you know, you capture someone's email and then you try and flog them something later. It's more that you nurture a relationship with them with your content over time, give a lot of value, and then this paves the way later for a much easier sale when you do have a product or a service to sell. So I want to talk a little bit here about lead capture for a minute and turning traffic into leads. Let's talk about how we do that. So usually the process is you offer something of value in return for a person's email address. Now, note I said here, in return for. It's not free. Nothing is free. We're going to absolutely ban the word free from now on, as giving something away is never to be done without a strategy behind it. So, you know, giving something away, it's not really what you're doing. You're actually giving some value in return. Value exchange must be honored. Remember that. You give value, and the value you get back in return in this situation is a person's email address. And that is very, very valuable. It's a personal thing that they own, and they are allowing you and giving you permission to send them more information. So that's valuable. Now, Jane had some very interesting ideas about how to do this, actually. And so I really picked up some tips here. She's been having a lot of success recently in changing up her offer every few months and testing out new ideas using Facebook ads to drive traffic to each of the different offers. And just what she does is she can test what's really working, what's a bit flat, and what's pointless. She can figure out what really resonates with her ideal client, the wants of that client, and, you know, of course, what potentially they will pay for if she offers a more sort of deep dive training on the same thing a little bit later. Now, I've actually taken a leaf out of Jane's book, and I've been developing a whole host of new offers that I can test out around the internet. Everything from a fun money personality quiz to a webinar on the top 10 wealth blocks for women. So I'm really interested to see how these play out with my audience, and particularly what types of women sign up for each offer, because that can give you a lot of insights too into kind of the kinds of people and what stages they're at. So to finish things off today, I want to quote Jane on something absolutely brilliant that she said: the speed of imperfect implementation. Now, I just loved that, because I have a card that sits on my desk with the words speed of implementation written on it to remind myself to just crack on and get stuff done. But with the addition of the word imperfect by Jane, it makes it even more powerful for me anyway. It reminds me that nothing's ever perfect. So just don't stress and fluff over something for years before you put it out to the world. I mean, who knows? You might put something out to the world and the world could give you a big fat thumbs down, and you might have put a whole pile of time and effort into building something and everyone else thinks it's a complete dud. So Jane is super at this philosophy. She even put out her first online program before she had actually created anything. So I loved that. And it's hard to do that. It's hard to push yourself to that point of just taking a leap of faith, putting a name on something, deciding what a program would look like, and then offering it to the world for sale. So her first one, and this is a great example of why you should do this, she called her first program $1 Million Branding. Now, you would sort of think, yeah, that sounds pretty good. I mean, the whole $1 Million thing makes it sound juicy and appealing. But guess how many people bought it? Yep, you guessed correct. Big fat zero. She got absolutely no signups for that particular program. And she started to question it and she realized that branding is a bit of a hard sell. I mean, people never think the problem is branding because that's kind of a, I suppose it's an up in the air topic. I mean, you know, people's definition of branding is different. And at least the bloggers who were her target audience, they didn't feel that that was a particular problem for them. So her ideal clients, the bloggers, they had a problem getting noticed online. So she changed the name to, listen to this. She changed it to Web Celeb Formula. And the whole program sold out completely in 2 days. Unbelievable. High five, Jane. So only then did she actually go to work creating that program. I mean, she kind of had to at that stage because she'd sold it to so many people that she had to deliver. And this is a great way of getting yourself to step up and actually deliver because you have a deadline. So the lesson here is just start. Do it. Go for it. Test stuff out. Get feedback from the market about what you want to build and you go from there. And look, the same applies to a product, by the way. I know I talk a lot about service businesses here, but last week I had a product business on the show and they said the same thing. So remember, speed of imperfect implementation. So I'll leave you with that little nugget of gold for this week. And as always, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love to hear about it in the comments below, wherever you're listening to this. It might be on iTunes or on Spreaker or Podomatic. We're all over the place at the moment. Or simply jump over to the Energize Wealth blog at energizewealth.com and you can leave a comment there as well. I would love you to leave me a comment about the show, particularly if you're a blogger that's kind of flailing around in the dark. You're writing like a demon, but you feel like you're getting nowhere, then why don't you drop me a line through the website at energizewealth.com and let me know what's happening for you. You know, maybe Jane and I can profile you and do a hot seat on your business strategy together and we could film that. So if you're game and you want that, we can film that and share it with our communities. And I think that would be a really cool exercise to do, actually. So yeah, if somebody wants that, let us know. You know, this is a community for all of us to share in and to grow in. So if you keep the comments coming and, you know, engage with the show, you never know what you can get out of it. Of course, if you're game enough as well, why don't you join my Twitter chat, which happens every Monday lunchtime, using the hashtag WealthUnplugged. And you can join in the conversation too and ask any questions that you like on there. So tune in next week when I'm going to be talking about the concept of living your legacy as opposed to just leaving your legacy with an amazing woman called Brooke Alexander of the Legacy Project. I hope you can join me then and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. Come and join us on energizewealth.com to continue the conversation. Get your free video training, 7 Steps to Energized Wealth, and watch the video interviews that were the inspiration behind this episode.